Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm Scott McGregor, at Scott Trades on Twitter. This is the Hot Wallet Podcast with news about crypto trading in Canada. Before we get started, please subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening or watching this. Also, go to our website, hotwallet.ca, and sign up for email alerts. I promise I won't spam you. You'll get my 2023 Crypto Watchlist Guide, where I take you through some of the top tokens I'm watching into the new year. So let's go. This week, it was announced that there will no longer be crypto margin trading allowed in Canada. The Canadian Security Administrators, which is an umbrella organization of Canada's security regulators, announced this week some sweeping changes coming to crypto trading through centralized exchanges. One of which is about centralized exchanges not being able to use customer funds and assets with an appropriate custodian, separating customer funds and assets from an exchange's proprietary business. This all comes on the heels of the FTX blowout, and regulators are trying to put a stranglehold on bad actors in the space. This is a great move and something I completely agree with. But at the end of the press release, they also slide in a ban on margin or leverage trading for both retail and institutional investors. Now, I've never used margin in my account personally, and I've never recommended anyone use leverage in crypto because of its insane volatility. That said, there's two ways that I'm thinking about this. The first is to point out how unfair it is. You can use leverage in traditional markets right now. You can pile into YOLO call options on GameStop and blow up your account, and that's in a completely regulated market, totally legal, and the government won't blink an eye. If you're trading common stock in a margin account, there's an entire department at institutions whose job it is to call people or flag their account to get back the money that you owe for taking out that loan in your margin account. There's a system in place, and the system works. In crypto, there are no margin call departments. You just get liquidated automatically. It's software, it works, and it takes you out of your position. You take the risk. You accept the risk. You click agree on the box before you're allowed to put the trade on, and then it either works or it doesn't. If I risk $100 with 10x leverage, I'm able to buy $1,000 worth of whatever. And for small or beginning investors, taking a small amount of money and giving you the option to make it big in a raging bull market can be quite lucrative. However, in a bear market, the moves happen quickly, and the probability is that you will be liquidated if you're not quick to take profits. So it's a balance, and your timing is key. But if you're a grown-up, you can go into a casino, blow your entire life savings, and no one is stopping you. In fact, they give you free drinks. But for some reason, you can't speculate with safeguards in place on future technology with leverage. So I do believe there's a bit of a disparity here that should be addressed. That said, I don't do it personally because I don't want the stress and volatility in an already volatile asset class. But some people might. So it's my opinion that those who choose to dance with the devil should be allowed to, as long as they're made aware of the risks or potential losses they might take. On a separate thought is the fact that you don't really need leverage to make good money in crypto. If your time frame is long enough and you're patient, Bitcoin has proven over and over again to be a market leader and outperformer. It is the best performing asset of the last decade, and in 2021 had an averaged annualized return of over 200%. That's 10x the NASDAQ. So when people say,
You gotta get out of that, because it's a scam made by the dark web, created by grifters. I read that on a website.
I'm just like, cool, man. Don't buy it. No one is forcing you to. But that doesn't mean that I can't, or someone else can't. It's like shaming someone for smoking when they know exactly what the risks are. And the government is glad to take your tax dollars as you shorten your lifespan. The truth is that Bitcoin and other digital assets are already the fastest horse without leverage. And I agree, 100x leverage on a highly volatile asset doesn't help long-term investors. In fact, most trend followers that I know prefer slow and steady returns, not 600% to the upside and 80% to the downside. So what's a way that you can get a little extra juice without pressing the max bidding button? Using options, like in traditional markets. With options, all you can lose is the premium of the call or the put that you paid. So you can use options and leverage in your favor without margin having completely defined risk. You can do this right now in the normal stock market with a brokerage account in Canada. So you should be allowed to do it with crypto. Canada is taking one step forward and another step back here, in my opinion. While we do need to protect users from bad actors and separate users' funds and assets from what an exchange does to make money, we don't want to kill every aspect of this asset class. We want bad actors like Sam Bankman-Fried and the people at FTX to go to jail. We don't want those type of people in this industry. You know, we've seen this happen in traditional markets since the dawn of time. Bad people do bad things. Sam Bankman-Fried never cared about Bitcoin. He only cared about influence, control, and making himself money. What we do need is a balance to allow sophisticated investors the ability to trade in the same fashion that they can now, just in a different asset class. So sure, while maybe 10x leverage is a lot, there's got to be a middle ground. And so I'd like regulators and the industry to at least have that conversation. That could mean allowing FDIC-insured banks and standalone stockbrokers the ability to offer digital assets as tradable vehicles on their platforms, giving Canadians the same protections as traditional markets, but with the freedom to move around their digital assets as they see fit. There's so much that we can do with this new technology, and we've only just scratched the surface. When the dust settles on this FTX nightmare, I hope cooler heads prevail and both regulators and the industry work together to unlock value for both retail and institutional investors. What do you think? Should Canada have margin trading for crypto, or did regulators make the right call here? Leave a comment or a review of this podcast and let me know. For a list of approved crypto exchanges from the Canadian Security Administrators, go to osc.ca or see the link posted in the show notes. Nothing on this podcast should be considered investment advice. I'm not a financial advisor. Please speak to a real professional before making any buying or selling decisions. Don't forget to subscribe to the Hot Wallet podcast and check our archive for more great interviews and content that you may have missed. My name is Scott McGregor, at Scott Trades on Twitter. I'll see you next time. From the bottom, ain't no half-stepping. I'm the dog, I made it through so they don't ask questions. Long Beach, and it ain't no half-repping. Once a dog, always a dog, so they don't ask questions.
Looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C, as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, The Fountain App, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.